Hey everyone, Nidge here, and I'm in the Imaginarium, looking back at some of our all-time favourite episodes. Oh, there are so many good ones, I just can't choose. Can you?
My favourite question was how farts come out of your bum.
How could I forget that one? Getting shrunk inside a miniature fart-smelling capsule and going through a human body is pretty unforgettable. Before we get going, I want to hear from you. Tell us your favourite episode of Imagine This, or send us a question you've been wondering about. You can email us at imaginethis@abc.net.au. Let's toot! Hello, my name is Nidge, and today on Imagine This, we're talking about something that all of us do. They can be loud or soft. Sometimes smelly, and almost always funny. Yep, we're talking about farts.
They come out of your bum, the air, I think.
Some farts are quiet but deadly.
They're made with gas and something to make it stinky.
Heaps of you have been asking about farts.
Hello, my name is Amelia. I'm 6 and I want to know why we fart.
My name is Ravi, and I want to know how farts are made.
My name's Hamish. My question is, why do farts come out of your bum?
Hi, my name is Sebastian, and I want to know, what are farts made of?
Who do you think we should talk to about farts?
I don't know.
Is there a fart expert?
Not sure.
A professor of poo tunes? A teacher of toots? A guru of gas?
A fartologist?
Maybe.
Or a nurse?
Could be.
Hmm.
I know someone we can talk to. Dr. Kurosh Kalantarzadeh. He's a professor of engineering.
Engineering?
That's like cars and machines.
Ah, but Dr. Kurosh has engineered a special invention. A gas sensing capsule.
What's that?
I don't know. Let's go ask him. Hello, Nidge. Hi, kids.
Hello.
G'day.
Hi, Dr. Kurosh.
We're at a volcano. There's pools for mud. It's bubbling. It stinks.
Oh, this place smells like...
rotten eggs.
You can thank sulfur for that.
Sulfur stinks.
It's a pretty strong smell.
It smells like farts.
Yeah, and that's what we came to ask you about. Can you tell us how are farts made?
Why do they stink?
And why do they come out your bum?
You invent a fart machine?
No. In my laboratory, we made a small machine. It helps doctors look at the gas in our bodies. It's basically like an electronic nose that people can swallow like a pill.
Whoa. That's incredible.
If you want to learn more about farts, we can use our imaginations to go on the same journey my little machine goes on through the body.
Yeah!
Let's do it.
Cool.
All right, everyone. Think small.
Really small.
Yeah, so it all fit inside the capsule.
Now we are inside a capsule.
What's that?
This is a small microcomputer, and these are small gas sensors.
Ah, an electric nose
for smelling gas.
The first place the capsule goes is in the mouth.
And down the throat.
Here we go.
We've been here before.
This is the stomach.
The tummy.
This is where food arrives and gets mixed up with acid and water.
And you use it for energy?
Yes. It's easier for our bodies to digest and get all the vitamins and nutrients from our food.
Ah, so it's like turning everything we eat into a smoothie.
What's going on over there?
It's bubbling!
Oh no! Is that a fart?
That's not a fart. It's...
it's a burp.
Oh, gross.
Wait, what's the difference between a burp and a fart?
Well, a burp can be caused by a few things. One is that you might swallow too much air while you're eating. Some of it can end up in your stomach. It's not a bad thing. If there is too much there, your body sends it out again, so you burp.
What's the other reason?
Well, the acid in your stomach is very strong. It helps break down food and kill any bad bacteria. But when you mix stomach acid with certain foods and drinks, like fizzy drinks, you can create lots of gas, which comes up out of your mouth as a burp.
It kind of feels like air comes out of your mouth.
They feel like a bump in your throat.
And they sound funny.
So farts aren't made here in the stomach?
No, they're made further down.
Where does it go now?
After the stomach, it's the small intestine. Here we go. The small intestine is the thin tube that's tucked into our bodies very neatly.
It's really long.
Yes, 7 meters long. That's as tall as a giraffe.
Whoa, that's huge.
The small intestine is where most of the nutrients in food gets absorbed and sent all around the body.
All the good bits and not the yucky bits.
And the bits you use for energy go into everywhere of your body, and the bits that you don't use for energy, they go into...
It goes to your bum. It turns into poo.
Yes, most digestion takes place here. But foods like whole grain bread, pasta, or beans that have fiber take longer to break down.
How come?
Fiber is really tough to digest, so it needs another step.
Ooh, we've never gotten further than the small intestine before. What's next?
The bum.
Not yet. Next is the large intestine.
Ooh, the large intestine.
Let's go.
It's also called the colon or the bowel.
Is it longer than a giraffe?
No, the large intestine is shorter than the small intestine, but it's still pretty big, about 1.5 meters long. Any food that hasn't been broken down by the small intestine arrives here to be feasted on by millions or trillions of bugs.
Wow!
They sure are hungry.
Look at them go.
What are they?
These little bugs are bacteria, fungi, yeasts, archaea. We call them microbiota.
Microbiota.
They are so small, you can only see them with a microscope.
Isn't bacteria bad?
They can make you sick.
Some bacteria can make you sick, but most of these little bugs are very good for us. There are trillions of them living in our gut.
Trillions!
There is actually more microbiota in our bodies than our own cells.
Wow!
There are so many!
What are they doing?
They are digesting food.
So our food becomes their food?
Yes, and it's important to feed them. When they are happy, they make lots of good things for our body.
Like farts?
Oh yes, as the microbiota start feasting, the food in our large intestine starts to ferment and break down. This is what creates gas.
Whoa, the sensor is going crazy. There's methane, hydrogen, carbon dioxide. Oh no, hold your noses, everyone.
Is this about to get stinky?
Actually, we can't smell any of those gases.
What?
Most of the molecules in our farts don't smell.
Yeah, mine usually do. Yeah. I should be honest about that.
Yes, of course. They can be very smelly, but the stinky part of the fart is only a tiny part of it. Over 99% of farts is gas that doesn't have any smell.
Really? So what makes them so smelly?
Sulfur. Remember that rotten egg smell around the volcano? Molecules with sulfur are what makes lots of things stinky. It's the smallest and yet stinkiest part of the fart. Even a tiny amount of sulfur in gas can make something really smelly.
Ew!
Oh, it stinks!
That smells... Oh, that smells really bad.
It smells like farts.
Look at all this gas. How much can one body make?
Well, it depends on the person and what you eat. But a healthy person can fart up to 2 liters a day.
2 liters? That's like a whole birthday balloon full of farts. That's a lot of farts.
The computer's still beeping.
Is all this gas going to come out as a fart?
No, actually more than half of these gases will be absorbed into the bloodstream.
There's farts in your blood.
Well, the blood carries that gas to the lungs and you breathe it out.
We breathe farts?
Gross!
What?
I wouldn't call it a fart, but that is how about half of these gases leave our body.
Ah, gross!
Yeah.
Looks like the pressure is getting too high.
It's gonna blow!
We don't want to go that way.
I don't want to go out in a fart.
Let's get out of here.
Finally, fresh air. No, it still smells like farts.
It's the sulfur.
We're still at the volcano.
I can't believe all our farts come from little bugs in our bellies.
They are incredible. Bacteria have learned to live in some of the most extreme places in the world. We couldn't live in a place like our gut.
What do you mean?
Our stomach, for example, is full of acid, and our large intestine has no oxygen.
Wow, it'd be like living on Mars. I never knew how much work went into a fart. That wasn't me, I swear. So, a fart comes at the end of a long food journey. That begins when we chew our food and swallow it into our stomachs, where it's digested in our small intestine. Then the food gets pushed into our large intestine, where the parts we can't break down ourselves get a little help from the trillions of bugs that are living there. These bugs are called microbiota. They create gas as they ferment and break down all our undigested food. A lot of this gas goes into our blood and travels to our lungs to be breathed out of our mouths.
Brush your teeth.
The rest builds up in our large intestine until it comes out our bums as a fart.
Ew.
Most of the gas our gut bacteria make doesn't have any smell. The stinky part of the fart is the tiny molecules with sulfur in them. They make up less than 1% of the gas that escapes our bodies. Everyone farts. Animals too. They might be stinky and sound funny, but remember that every fart is being made by some of the toughest, most amazing organisms on the planet.
Have you ever trekked through worm tunnels inside an apple? Have you ever slid across snail slime? Have you ever been spooked by a ghost mushroom? No? Well, what are you waiting for? Join me, Costa, and my friends Xavier and Millie on a super fun adventure discovering the secrets of the plant world. Together, we'll become tiny explorers in a giant garden. Tune in to the new season of the Gardening Australia Junior podcast. All episodes are out now. Find them on the ABC Listen app.